This is the worst collection of surprise test papers I have ever seen. 6 F's, 9 D's, no A's, and only 1 B. One single B.
I'm ashamed of the rest of you.
Not funny, F minus.
F minus. F minus is not so bad.
Roger, may I speak to you for a minute?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Miss Collins?
Well, first of all, congratulations on getting the only B.
Thank you.
And secondly, half of these articles that you put together for this week's newspaper are not acceptable.
Says who?
Says Principal Bradley.
What does he mean, not acceptable? It's the truth, and we're supposed to print the truth.
Roger, I know you're upset, but quite frankly, I can see Mr. Bradley's viewpoint. New source of natural gas discovered. A behind-the-scenes look at the school cafeteria.
Well, it got your attention, didn't it? See, I think a little humor right away.
Roger.
People will say, okay, I changed the headline. But the article is good, and it's all the truth.
Well, perhaps. But Mr. Bradley is the principal, and we have to do what he says. So I'm afraid these are out.
Hey, wait a minute. This is my editorial.
It's out.
Miss Collins, my editorial is good journalism. It expresses an intelligent approach to a very relevant issue.
An intelligent approach?
That's right.
Surprise tests are a pain in the class?
Well, they are, Miss Collins. I mean, today is a perfect example. Most of the class failed your surprise test.
My afternoon class did very well.
Ah, that's because your surprise test is only a surprise for the morning classes. By the time the afternoon classes get in here, they have been warned, so they get all the decent marks.
Well, that's all very interesting, Roger, but you still can't publish these articles.
But I'm the editor, and the editor decides what goes into the newspaper.
But I'm the faculty advisor, and I have to abide by what Mr. Bradley says.
I want to be the editor of this paper, Miss Collins, not a puppet. If those don't go, these don't go, and I resign. Big deal. What do you think?
It's great.
Hey, that's a great idea, Raj. I mean, with an underground newspaper, we can really tell it like it is.
Yeah, and I thought we'd call it the truth. Our motto will be honesty first, last, and always. First, we gotta rip off some stencils from Miss Collins' room.
All right, I'm with Raj all the way.
Hey, me too. Raj, freedom of the press is the same as freedom of speech. It's one of the basic liberties this country was founded on.
Terrific. You can make a statement like that every week. We'll call it Dwayne's Platform.
Hey, 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 Dwayne's Platform.
You know we could get expelled for this.
We don't have to call it Dwayne's Platform.
You guys gonna have anything else?
Oh, yeah, sit down for a second, Shirley.
Oh, I can't sit here.
She's right, the chair wouldn't have a chance.
Oh, no? That chair will support me and you. See?
Come on, Shirley, we need your help.
You got it.
Okay, we're putting out an underground newspaper.
Uh-huh.
So we figure you must hear everything that goes down here.
Well, now, half of everything that goes down here goes down here.
Back off, Shamu.
Wait a minute now, don't you ever.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You two ought to stop insulting each other. I mean, you both know how bad you feel when you hear fat jokes, so you should stop it. I mean, there's no reason to keep laying it on. Everybody knows you're fat. So you're fat, so what? Fat is fat. It's not pleasant, and it's not attractive. Keep bothering each other because you're both unpleasant, unattractive, and fat. I'll be in the bathroom.
What do you want me to do, Rod?
Well, just keep your ears open for us. Mm-hmm. If you hear of any stuff that might make a good story for our newspaper, just let us know, okay?
You got it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but I thought it might be interesting.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, one of the kids in your school got locked in the toilet here. Yeah?
When was that?
Today.
Get him, shoot!
I think this is the order we'll put it in. On the first page, we'll have Duane's courageous quote on Free Press, signed by John Doe. Then my editorial on surprise tests.
Then my editorial for more homework and sex education.
We're not doing that.
It's important.
Personally, I feel it's urgent.
We're doing a serious newspaper.
I am serious.
Duane.
Hi.
A.D. Oh,
hi. A.D.
What are you doing?
None of your business.
What's this?
None of your business.
None of my business. Principal Bradley smells badly. You're gonna get in trouble.
We're not doing anything wrong.
But I know you and you will. And I know Mama and she'll find out.
And how would she find out?
She knows me.
What a pity.
What?
200 years from now, some poor fool is gonna go back and trace his roots, and he's gonna find D.
Wow. There's nothing more depressing than being in a classroom when I'm supposed to be in the lunchroom.
How's it coming, Raj?
Great. We should be done in a minute. Find me a stapler.
From where?
I don't know. Look in Miss Collins' desk.
In Miss Collins' desk, you can't go in the teacher's desk.
Just find one, Duane. The presses are rolling. You know, this reminds me of that guy who we studied about last week, who wrote the secret newspaper against the British. What was his name? Zinger. Yeah, Pete Zinger.
No, Zinger.
Zinger? Zinger Zinger?
Peter Zinger.
I thought Peter Zinger was a singer.
No, that's Pete. That's Pete Seeger. Seeger's the singer. Zinger is the writer.
Then who is Zinger?
Nobody. Zinger is nobody.
Poor Zinger.
Will you come on? We got a lot of work to do. Duane, would you give me the stapler? Oh, boy, this first page just doesn't...
Oh, Raj, I couldn't find the stapler, but here's some paper clips.
Oh, yeah, it'll do, but I got a bigger problem.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's the paper. I mean, it's good, but I wish there was something great we could put in the first edition. You know, something sensational.
We could tell everybody when there's going to be a surprise test.
Yeah, if only we knew when it was.
Monday.
Huh?
Monday, there's going to be a surprise test in Miss Collins' class.
How do you know?
I know.
How?
I saw it in a desk. I knew it was bad luck to go in the teacher's desk, and my fingerprints are all over this place.
Let's rewrite the front page. We got a big story now. Are you sure about that, Duane?
Uh-huh.
Positive?
Uh-huh.
Can I quote you?
Uh-uh.
Well, now, here are the results of yesterday's surprise test. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Such wonderful marks. Why, one would think you weren't surprised at all. Four A's. Unbelievable. And only one F.
My grades are improving.
Didn't you read the underground newspaper, Frederick?
What underground newspaper?
This underground newspaper, which contains an excellent quote on freedom of the press by John Doe, a plea for more homework and sexual education by William Shakespeare, and a warning from Roger Thomas about this surprise test. Well, I hope you all enjoyed your wonderful marks. None of them will count. Roger?
I know I'm not going anywhere.
Mr. Bradley is on his way down to speak with you. I'm sure you boys have some rule to break somewhere. Now run along.
Yeah, later, Rod.
See you later.
Well, Roger, at least you used your own name. I don't suppose you'd care to tell me who William Shakespeare is.
He wrote Hamlet.
Really, Roger? Did you honestly believe that I wouldn't find out about this?
That's not the point. I believe in everything that's in there, and I think I have a right to print it.
Well, well, well. Here's our young journalist.
Oh, Mr. Bradley.
Yes, the one who smells badly. Roger, I'll get right to the point. You're expelled.
Without even hearing my side of the story?
Roger, I'd like to be on your side. Just tell us how you heard about the surprise test.
How did you know Miss Collins was going to give a surprise test in history yesterday?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bradley, but I cannot reveal my sources.
Okay. That's it.
That's what?
You're expelled. And I'm sure Miss Collins would agree.
Mr. Bradley, maybe if we gave him a day to think about it.
All right. Roger, by tomorrow, I want to know how you found out about the test.
I won't change my mind, Mr. Bradley. And I quote, in pursuit of the freedom of others, one must sometimes sacrifice his own. Martin Luther King on civil disobedience.
And I quote, if you don't tell me who sprung the leak, you're going to be expelled for at least a week. Nipsey Russell on the match game.
It's been 6 months since I loaned it to you. I know you're good for the money, but I'm not the Bank of America. Listen, if you can't pay me back all at once, pay me back a little at a time. Whatever's easiest for you. Well, 52 payments at 5% interest. Comes out to 14 cents a week, which is 2 cents a day. Can't you handle that? Well, that is your problem. Hey, I can't be throwing money around. I'm not Amy Carter. I have to work for a living.
Me expelled. My mama will kill me if she finds out.
I have to hang up now. There's going to be a death in the family.
You better not tell mama.
Tell mama what? I don't know what to tell her. How can I tell her anything when I don't know anything?
Right.
All I can say is Raj got expelled, but I have no idea why.
He didn't get expelled yet.
Good, then I'll tell her that.
No, you won't.
Oh, then you did get expelled.
Dee, I didn't get expelled.
It has something to do with that dumb newspaper, right?
Oh, all right. How much money do you want to forget the whole thing and just leave me alone and keep your mouth shut?
Let's see. Forget the whole thing, leave you alone, and keep my mouth shut. $1.30 should cover it.
All right, you got it. Now get out of here.
Being rude, that'll cost you another nickel.
Raj, you won't get expelled. I'm gonna tell Bradley I'm the one who told you about the surprise test.
No, neither one of us has to tell him that you found it. Now, let's face it. I'm gonna get expelled, and that's all there is to it. No sense in all three of us getting into trouble.
My feelings exactly.
Thanks a lot, Shakespeare.
That's why I'm going to see Bradley tomorrow and tell him the whole truth.
Huh?
That's right. That I sneaked into Miss Collins' room all alone, went through her desk, ran off the newspaper, and put your name on it.
What are you talking about?
Common sense. Look, Raj, you two guys can't afford to get expelled. You're both doing good in school, and you both want to go to college. But it doesn't matter if I get expelled. I'm flunking out anyway. I'll never get into college, and no one really cares whether I graduate high school or not.
That's the saddest story I ever heard.
Yeah, that's nice, Rerun, but I can't let you do that.
Not so fast, Raj. It may be a good idea.
No way. Look, the underground newspaper was my idea, and if anybody's gonna get expelled, it's gonna be me.
All right, I've heard enough.
Mama, how much did you hear?
Everything.
You heard everything?
This is true. Everything. Don't be mad at it, Mrs. Thomas. Rod's got in trouble for trying to be like that reporter who nailed Nixon, Woody Goldstein.
Woody Goldstein? You mean Woodward and Bernstein. They were two guys we run, Woodward and Bernstein.
Then who in the hell was Goldstein?
Nobody. Goldstein was nobody.
Poor Goldstein. He's just like Zinger.
Are you finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you mind if we get back to the subject of my son being expelled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, Roger, tell me, what do you have to do to keep from getting kicked out of school?
Well, I can't do it, Mama. I won't tell them about Dwayne and Rerun. A writer shouldn't have to reveal his sources. It's not right, and I refuse to think on my friends.
I don't want you to.
I mean, it's a thing. Really, Mama?
Really. If you don't think it's right, hey, then don't do it. But remember, if you want to dance to the music, you have to pay the piper.
All right. Then it all balances out.
What are you talking about?
He may have to pay the piper, but since you already know he's going to get expelled, he doesn't have to pay Dee that $1.35.
Now, class, there is no question that the Bill of Rights is our most cherished possession. And while we do have the right to freedom of speech, we do not have the right to shout fire in a crowded theater. And while we do have the right to freedom of the press, we do not have the right to print Mr. Bradley smells badly.
What if you're in a crowded theater sitting next to Mr. Bradley?
Frederick.
Well, I've made my decision, Miss Collins.
I've made a decision too, Roger.
Yes, I know. I'm in a lot of trouble, but I cannot reveal my sources. I don't think it's right. So I guess Mr. Bradley will have to expel me.
Roger, you don't understand.
Miss Collins, I have something to tell you.
No, you don't. I have something to tell you. I want to confess.
You can't do that. I'm
confessing. Keep out of the way.
I want to confess first.
No! Stop it. There is plenty of confession to go around. I suppose these are the two boys that helped you with the newspaper.
Bill Shakespeare, how are you?
And I suppose you're...
Doe, John, hi.
Well, it may interest you to know that I read your newspaper this morning quite thoroughly. And I was very impressed.
You were?
I certainly was. Oh, it may have been a bit rough around the edges, but nevertheless, it showed the good basic journalism that I taught you. So you might say I'm partially responsible for it.
Could we say you were totally responsible for it?
Rerun.
So I've asked Mr. Bradley not to expel any of you. On one condition.
What's that?
In the spirit of good journalism, I want you to publish my rebuttal to your editorial against surprise tests.
All right, you got it.
We'll see you later, Miss Collins.
Take care, Miss Collins.
Boys. Now, for looking in my desk, you will all have to stay 1 hour after school for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Right on.
We can live with that.
Good. Now sit down and do your homework.
Miss Collins, how did you know we went into your desk?
I have my sources too, Roger. Now remember, you're to stay here for 1 hour.
You trust us to stay here on our own?
Is there any reason I shouldn't?
No!
No.
Well, then. Good night.
Good night.
Look, we have to stay after school an hour a day for 2 weeks, right?
Right.
Wrong. That's 10 hours. All we have to do is sleep here one night and we're off the hook.
No, I don't think Miss Collins is gonna go for that.
Come on, it's not that bad, Rerun. It's only 2 weeks. Oh, you have an extra pencil?
Oh, no, look up there. Miss Collins probably got a million of them.
Good idea. pencils.
What was in the desk, Raj?
That's a fine thing.
What? What'd you say?
A surprise test.
All right, let's take a look.
Hey, come on, we're gonna get into trouble.
We're already in trouble. This test replaces the one that was printed in the underground newspaper. The ones responsible for that are now serving 2 weeks detention. And if they're reading this... make it three.
It's dinner time, fool. Now, why would anybody be in this restaurant at dinner time?
She's got a point.
Pass me the salt there. Listen, why are you guys here so late?
Oh, we got 2 weeks detention for looking in a teacher's desk.
Can I get something to eat?
I am on my break, so you're just gonna have to wait till I finish.
Well, hurry up so we can order. I have to get home for dinner.
Another move like that and I will break your jaw.
Come on, now, let her finish her meal.
Man, detention is really the pits. By the time we get out of school, everybody has gone home.
Yeah, but look at the bright side. It's 5:30, and already we finished our homework.
I know, but this is gonna mess up my whole evening. I got a schedule.
What kind of schedule?
I figured that the best time to do my homework is after I've had a little something to eat. So I go home at 6 o'clock and have a little snack. Then before I know it, my favorite TV show is on.
What's that?
The Midnight Movie.
Hey, Raj, are you going straight home?
Yeah.
Well, when you get home, will you give this 14-cent to Dee? She'll know what it's for.